Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo, Megan, Jesse coming to you live. Before we do anything on the show, first of all, happy birthday to AJ Hayfleet. Off for his birthday, doing whatever people do in Winnipeg, I guess. I don't really know what goes on up there, but it's a thing. So send good vibes AJ's way today. For the rest of us, we will be drafting the best six-man units that we can. That is three forwards, two defensemen, and a goaltender. I'm not going to be too picky about positions today. If you want to put a center on the wing, I'll allow it.
So we're going to draft just player. We're not going to do like what we were talking about last week with the –
we'll do that later. Yeah. Today we're just drafting six players each, two defensemen, and a goaltender. Anyway, I have no ground rules here. I don't care about salary cap. I don't care about anything. Just put together the best six man unit that you can. Nothing fancy. I love that Megan still doesn't have a face.
I'm telling you, you should let me draw it.
I'm here for this take, all right? You got to bring it up with D-line.
I hate to do this. There's someone, like, continually knocking on my door and ringing my doorbell, so I'm going to go see what is going on here.
Ding-dong ditched right now.
If I don't come back, Megan, you can take my picks if this person just killed me.
That's the other thing, then, is your picks are no longer up for me to pick. I have to pick a backup pick, that kind of thing. Cool.
All right, so you with Jesse's first pick can take Curtis McDermott. It's fine. I was given the first overall pick, though. Lucky nice. Me. I want to have a little bit of a conversation here. Megan, if you had the first overall pick, would you consider taking Cale Makar?
Absolutely. I kind of was already thinking defenseman would come first or goalie. I was sort of torn between.
Sure.
And then, of course, Cale Makar kind of stands out among the rest because I could make some really competitive top lines, even if, like, Connor McDavid goes first. I'm not too worried. It's the defenseman and the goalies I'd prioritize.
Okay, well, sounds like you have the right strategy because that's exactly what I did. As much as I wanted to take Cale first, as much as I did, Connor McDavid is the best hockey player in the world right now. He just
all right,
is.
All right, that
I can't avoid it. I'm taking him. He's a center. He put up 120-some points. He's won multiple hearts. It's too ridiculous. A couple of years from now, yeah, it could be Cale Makar, I think. But right now, you're trying to build the best team in the world. I think it starts with Connor McDavid. So that's where I'm going with it. I'm not super sure what Jesse's going to do next. Makar could be on there, but let's see. So in the top five, he had Vassie at five. So I don't – there you go. Jesse gets what he deserves. Love it. Perfect. All right. this worked out. So Megan has the second pick now. Strategy's changing on the fly. Shout out super producer Kale for just dealing with our BS today. All right, Megan, I guess you're on the clock. You traded up.
I'll go Kale Makar.
Okay, make it easy. People
are so funny. They wanted me to take Vassie before Jesse can, but I actually think Jesse would have wanted Kale Makar.
I think he would too. Vassie was at 5 on his top 5 list, right? So there's 3 dudes in the league that he believes are better players than Vassie. So we'll see.
That was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. We'll get into it later. All right. Yep. All right. This is how I thought this would go, and I'm pissed. Son of a bitch. So I've got 2 options here, and I heard what you guys were saying. I'm trying to decide if I go on brand or...
It is a... We're snake drafting, by the way, so you have 2 picks back to back here.
Oh, crap. It's even worse news.
AJ.
Just take them both.
Take both goalies. Screw everybody else.
This is a starting 6, right?
Starting 6.
I don't think it's back to me if I... All right. I am going to take Andre Vasilevsky.
Knowing you have 2 picks here.
Yep. Get the goalie out of the way. And then I'm going to go with the homer pick. Let's take Nate. Nathan MacKinnon, top of the 2nd round.
All right. At 4th overall, Nathan MacKinnon. So we've had 4 picks and 2 Avs players taken. Feeling pretty good.
What's crazy is I think any podcast does this draft and you have 2 Avs probably in the top 5, right?
I would think in the top 5, you definitely have Makar. And MacKinnon is definitely getting drafted in the first 3 rounds, I would think.
Yeah, but 3 person, yeah.
Yeah, top 10 at worst. Okay, we're back to Megan.
Shesterkin.
Yeah. I figured I would. I'd be left out the cold for goaltenders, but that's okay.
I almost took him.
Need help with that one, guys.
Igor. That part's easy.
You believe it, kid? The Rangers had Igor Shesterkin and Alexander Georgiev last year. Like, imagine being in the media.
Private.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Okay, how do I spell this name?
Put it in private.
Oh, you did?
Also, there's another I in Vasilevsky.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Welcome to hockey names.
I'm having so much fun.
I'm gonna make you guess where it is.
That's so mean.
Are you in Serbia yet? When are you going to Serbia, Kale?
I fly out tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
That's an early. How is it direct?
Or no, do you have a layover? We're flying to Chicago, and then we're flying to Istanbul, and then we're flying to Serbia.
Okay,
so it's a couple 22 hours of travel.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
You're up, Rudo.
All right. So I'm a little bit torn on whether I should take a forward or a defenseman here.
I'll say the nice part is now that you can just kind of, like, now you can take your goalie pick at the last pick.
My goalie's coming in the 5th round. For sure. No longer thinking about that player. I think I'm going to go forward, and I am going to take Matthew Tkachuk.
Interesting.
Nope.
I love it, though. I love it. Yeah. No, but I think it should be TKACH UK.
Yep. Absolutely not how you would spell that name in any other universe, but in this one. All right, I have to pick again, though. All right, so now I can take a defenseman. So the thing, like, I want to take Hedman, but he's 31. Boy. Boy, this is... Yeah, no, okay. This is easier than I'm making it. I'm taking Adam Fox.
Oh, wow, interesting.
I like to say I got that answer in before AJ put that in the chat, all right? Adam Fox is spelled exactly how you would think.
Yeah, one of the few. It sounds like...
For once.
F-J-A-U-X or something, yeah.
An easy name as we get back to Megan.
Kaprizov.
Great pick.
Ooh, we should draft the coach at the end. Good call. It's Kirill Kaprizov. K-I-R-I-L-L.
An unfortunate amount of Russians have been taken.
Yeah. As hard as possible. On kill.
Big idea across the board for kind of, it wouldn't have been an all Russian top line, but it was pretty close.
Might as well have been.
Not even
floundering for my life right now. I'm so sorry, everybody.
No, this is the best part of the show. I'm absolutely both names are wrong.
Great. Cool. How do I fix it?
The Z is an S. That one's easy.
Really?
Yep.
Oh wow, I always thought it was Z. I would have put a Z.
And then Kirill is K-I-R-I-L-L.
Sweet.
Also the S might be a Z. I might be wrong on that.
I think it is a Z.
We should have just had Kale spell it however he wants.
We should just leave all the names, post it that way, and be like, who are these players?
All right.
Jesse finished off the third round for us.
Yep. I am going to take Victor Hedman. I thought you were going to take him. I was going to be V sad.
He's 31. If he was like 27, I'd have been all about it.
I feel you.
Before your next pick, though, we are brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can go get some down at your local liquor store, of course. Kale, maybe we're supposed to open the bar in early September. Do you know? All right, you're in the same boat as us.
Yep.
So Kale will get back from Serbia, and then the bar will immediately open, and his work life will just never end. True. He's always on the grindstone. either way, go get yourself some Breck Brew. Dozens of flavors. You can check them out at breckbrew.com. They also have a ton of awesome merch. They're just amazing. If you haven't been to the farmhouse, you got to get down there. Their events actually kind of sick. Their little concerts that they have down there, some of the coolest stuff that you can go see in Denver. Highly recommend you check that out. We're also brought to you by Evoca TV. That's EVOCA.TV. And if you go to EVOCA.TV/Colorado10, you can get TV for just $15 a month for the first 3 months. That's $10 off. It's $25 a month after that, though, so not ridiculously expensive or anything like that. In fact, significantly cheaper than options like Comcast and otherwise. And, you know, they actually have altitude. So if you like the Avs, if you like the Nuggets, if you like the Rapids, if you like the Mammoth, you can actually watch those things on Evoca TV. As it seems, despite all the hubbub earlier in the year, there is no end in sight for the altitude Comcast dispute. So go with Evoca TV instead. It's cheaper. It also has AT&T Sportsnet. It's got the national channels. It's got some movie and TV show channels as well, up to 60 different channels now. So tons of stuff, including the DNVR channel. You can watch us right now live on Evoca TV. So go check that out. Again, it's evoca.tv/Colorado10 to get those $10 off for the first 3 months. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. We're halfway through our teams at this point. Jesse has one of each position. So you've got forwards and defensemen left. Where are you going next?
Feeling good. I'm going forward, and I'm going to take Austin Matthews. Give myself some flexibility there on that top line. Maybe bump Nate out to the wing. Who knows? Anything could happen in this crazy world.
It's even the easy ones, Kale. It's Austin with an O.
I was going to put it in the chat, but I was like, you know what? I don't want to make Kale think that I'm trying to, like, tell him he doesn't know. I was like, he knows.
Wrong spot for the O.
I love that. A-U-S-T-O-N, but I also just like O-S-T-I-N.
Actually, much better way. The I is an O, yeah.
If,
no, Austin, O-S-T-I-N, I'm here for that name. That is the most Western Canada thing.
If we ever decide to have kids, we already have a couple names picked out. If we get a random third one, I'm going Austin with an O. O-S-T-I-N.
No. Random third one.
Yeah.
I guess
Austin Kale, just in your honor.
We haven't picked any Bradens, Cadens, Aidens. That's really Western Canada. But for the record, we said this up front, but some of you just joined. I'm not being too picky about positioning. If you want to pick six centers, it's fine. Well, three centers. You need to pick defensemen for defensemen. But Megan, you are up next.
I'm going to pick... All right, I'm going to pick Sasha Barkov.
Okay.
I like that.
Who's better close? No C.
I'm shocked that you knew how to spell. I was like, that looks like how Sasha spelled.
Who is better defensively? Barkov or Matthews?
I think Barkov's been...
I think it's Barkov, but I don't think it's by as much as people think.
Well, and I think it's also been that he's maybe been better for longer. So, it feels like he's significantly better, but Matthews could be coming up behind him. Barkov's just so nasty on both sides of the puck.
I agree. He's sick. All right. So feels like Jesse's got all the goal scorers. Megan has all of the assist people. not that Barkov and Kaprizov can't score, but compared to Austin Matthews and Nathan MacKinnon, big goal scorer guys. Okay. I am going to go defenseman here again. And I'm going to go a little bit off the board. I feel like this is the pick that could sink me. when we do the poll after the show and people are like, Rudo built a really good team, but then he did that.
Except for this.
Yeah. But I am still a very, very big believer, and he shoots left because Fox shoots right, in Miro Heiskanen.
Oh, I like that pick.
Oh, I like that pick.
Close. I mean, you're not that far off. You actually are pretty far off, but
I fully think that next time we just let
we're definitely just letting
just let Kale go time. And that'll be even better.
Question marks at the end.
Yeah.
Here is the name, because if I try to tell it to you, it'll be a disaster. so my defense is done. I was never taking Dahlin. Dahlin was never on the table for me. So now I just have a forward and a goaltender left, so I better take my forward now. I want to go with the Homer pick here. and I don't think anyone's gonna stop me. No one. No, I know. So I guess I'll just do it. I guess I'll just take Miko Rantanen. Both of you have an AV.
Yeah.
I know.
I did notice what AJ's talking about in the chat right now. I was like, huh, none of us have taken Draisaitl. You can tell this is like a needs someone to be able to play from behind, like on the other side of the red line.
Yeah, Draisaitl was never in my plans, to be honest with you, going into this draft. It was never going to be a thing for me. Not that he's not great, but it's just there's no defensive side there at all. All right, Megan.
I'm going to pick Roman Josi.
Okay. So Makar, are there enough pucks on the ice for Makar and Josi?
Gonna find out.
That's my one. I guess, like, are you? You're just running 2D on your PP one then?
I still get one more forward. We'll see who he is.
You have a very specific plan here? Is that?
Yeah.
I do. I don't think it's going to move the needle for you guys. I have hope.
It's Danton Heinen.
I was going to say, if it's not Danton Heinen, I'm going to be
upset. It's not Danton Heinen. It's not.
Okay. Jesse?
All right. Because I'm on the fence for my last defenseman. So why don't I pick my last forward? Then you can do an ad read while I think some more. Are we not to add?
I'm going to bail you out with another ad read. I already gave you one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm very needy. All right. My last pick, I am going to go a true wing. I'm going to take Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, he was on my list too. If I wasn't taking Miko.
I was back and forth between him and Mitch Marner, and Mitch Marner's 6 years younger. Maybe I should have done that. Panarin's just so sick. Do you want to add read, or I think I can make my last?
No, I got you.
Okay.
We are, of course, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook app out there. Don't think you can afford any of these teams in DraftKings Fantasy. We're going to put you way over the salary cap limit with any of these teams. So you got to be a little bit more nuanced than us in that way. But if you're going over to the sports book, make sure you're using code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. When you do it right now, bet $5 on any college football team and you get $200 in free bets just for putting the bet down. You don't have to win. You don't even have to know anything about college football. Just throw the $5 down and get the $200 in free bets with that DNVR code. Of course, you can go in and bet on anything else you want when it comes to sports. They have literally just about everything under the sun that you can bet on with DraftKings, whether it be hockey. Maybe you think one of these players is going to win the Hart next year. Maybe you think Makar's going to take home another Norris. I don't know. You can go bet on any of those things. Football, just around the corner. It's not even just around the corner. You can bet on preseason NFL football if you want. Yeah, you can get in on that. So go jump on that right now. Go over to DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Must be 21 or older. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Also, excuse me, brought to you by FOCO. You can go to FOCO.com today to get all of your Colorado sports memorabilia. Tons of different options out there. As summer is coming to an end, which the rain was lovely the other day, by the way, needed it. Even if it was a little flooding, it's okay.
I've got my plants.
Which means it's time to go see that guy that everyone has been talking about on my feed and won't stop talking about. Let me get Jesse and Megan's take. Russell Wilson, PR master or totally fake?
Dude, I got a bunch of people all mad at me on Twitter a couple weeks ago because I'm sure he's super nice, but he's just like, it's just so cheesy. All of it's just so cheesy and so rehearsed. Ugh, all I can't stand it.
Put down Jesse in the totally fake category.
Yep.
I haven't listened to anything because I have secondhand embarrassment really easily. And I've seen how everyone's reacted to him, but I'm inclined to think that he's just kind of goofy. And it's PR master.
All right. One to one.
He's married to Sierra. She is such a catch that I can't imagine she would be married to someone who isn't equally very cool.
Oh, I'm sure he's awesome. Like, I'm sure as a person he's great. Yeah, I just can't see, like, he's just so rehearsed.
Would Sierra marry the guy that Russell Wilson is in front of the camera? Like, no shot, right? No shot.
Question. Great question. That's this week's TDSP. Would Sierra marry the Russell Wilson we see at press conferences?
You're right. Probably not. I think he's genuine, but something happens in front of a camera. That's probably true of all of us, though.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course there's a little something. Either way.
You can just tell that he's got... And they're probably very good, but he's got like a coach, you know, a coaching team, how to answer questions, social media, all kinds of, you just watch him talk. And he's got gestures for every word. We're together. We go from there. It's like, just talk, bro. Like, it's fine. Just talk.
Well, look, if you're looking to get Russell Wilson merch, FOCO has you covered with the best fan gear out there. They got gifts, collectibles. They got tote bags, tumblers, hoodies. I don't even know what Henleys are. Do you know what Henleys are?
I think like
t-shirts.
Yeah, so I thought they were like comfortable. I thought it was like a material, like comfortable t-shirts. I don't know.
Oh, you're right.
Whatever it is, they got them. So, indeed, go get your Mr. Unlimited merch. Look, he's Mr. Unlimited, but they have limited edition stuff over the photo. So, you know. Go get it while it's still available. Check them out at foco.com. You can also use the promo code DNVR to get 10% off your order with FOCO. And last, but certainly not by any means least. No, never mind. FOCO was last. Sorry. We're done. We did all the reads. All right, Jesse. If you don't have a pick ready now.
Nope, I've got one. I went back and forth a lot. This is another one of those picks that I don't like. If I was actually making this pick, the injuries would scare me. But thankfully, this isn't that. I'm going to take Aaron Ekblad.
No, I thought about him too. Yeah.
Nailed it.
The healthy version of that guy is a stud.
Well, and I figure if I, like, in this theoretical situation, I get a healthy Victor Hedman and Aaron Ekblad on one pairing, like, I'm feeling
disgusting. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I need to buy a little time while I decide which goalie I want as we wait for Megan's pick. But Megan, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay. This feels like. Oh. The one that will make or break mine, too. I'm torn between two.
You got to go forward here, right?
Definitely.
Unless you're running a triple defenseman starting six.
I'm going to do Troy Terry.
There it is. There. Who was your other option?
Kucherov.
I definitely think Kucherov would have done you better in the polls. I'll put it that way.
But I don't care about the people.
Unless the people are from DU.
It's hard because, like, you sit here and it's like, do you, like, you know, is Troy Terry just going to get better and better? Like, kids' hands are nasty.
All right.
Wow, Kucherov. I can't believe I didn't think about that.
So, here's the thing.
I just realized I basically went like full Atlantic Division All-Star team plus.
I have been pretty consistent with the team that I've put together on leaning to the younger side of things.
Yeah.
AJ desperately wants me to take Hellebuck, but he's 29. I was also thinking about taking Markstrom, but he's 32.
Oh, are you about to use your one goalie spot on one playoff series?
Even worse, I think. Because I like, look, Ottinger was great in that series, but there's just not enough track record there. And there's not a ton of track record with this guy either, but he's 26. He's 6'4". He put a really solid year together last year and was very good in tandem time the year before. Going to Vancouver.
Oh.
And I'm taking Thatcher Demko.
All right. I didn't know if maybe you were going Spencer Martin there for a second.
He did play well last year in the five games he got in or whatever.
Yeah, he looked good. I remember being happy for him, watching him. Great, as always, great gear. His mask is sick, or was sick.
Yeah, Askarov or Spencer Knight would have been fun.
I think Thatcher Demko, I mean, like, again, I don't know about necessarily over Hellebuck, but I think that's a good pick. I think it's a sneaky good pick there.
I think it's okay, again, for a young guy. If you wanted to really roll the dice, you go with Ottinger, right? But I think Demko is safe.
Safer. I'd say safer.
Not that, you know, he'll put up an 890 next year now, but.
All right. I mean, honestly, all these teams are sick. Like, any of these lines are absurd.
Yeah, well, I do want to do another thing, and we don't need to put it on the graphic or anything, but I agree with Megan. I want to see us draft head coaches.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll go in reverse order. So, Jesse, I'll give you first head coach pick.
Well, shit. Hold on. I'm just going to openly talk through this because I wasn't prepared for this. Obviously, like, I think you've got to – we're taking three guys here. So, I mean, I think you're probably looking at a relatively limited pool, right? I imagine, like, the last two Stanley Cup finalists are in it. You got to be talking Bednar. You got to be talking John Cooper. You're probably talking Montgomery.
Whoa. Take it easy there.
Well, I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, who's in this pool of coaches that you'd be considering. I wouldn't do that to you. Or would I? No, I'm just kidding. Or am I kidding, though?
She took your Cale Makar pick, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might just do this out of spite now. I mean, who else is out there? I mean, are those the three coaches that we're probably all, like, deciding between? AJ, Paul Maurice, oh, my God. Look, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna take the low hanging fruit. I've pounded the drum of him being one of, if not the best coach in the NHL for years. I'm gonna take our boy JB, Jared Bednar, the defending Stanley Cup winning coach. Hard to argue.
Yeah, not gonna win many arguments on taking the Stanley Cup winning coach. That's for sure.
Oh, right. Jay Woodcroft can go fuck himself.
Jared Bednar off the board.
I mean, like, who else? Like, seriously, I mean, all the coaches that, like, you think of are good coaches just kind of turned out to be, like, shitty. Like, Mike Babcock, everyone hated, like, all of his players hated him. Joel Quenneville.
Yeah. I mean, Joel Quenneville's still a great coach, but there's just
bigger
issues to play there.
Right, yeah.
All right, you take Rod the Bod for intimidation factor.
Ooh, yeah, yep. Megan, you're up.
Yeah, I feel like it's so obvious now if I pick Montgomery. I'm going to do it. We've got Troy Terry. We're going Monty. We're going full Monty.
That's how you're going to get the most out of Troy Terry. That's how you maximize your roster.
I mean, he'll love Barkov, too.
This is a group that lacks a little cohesion, but I think it'll make sense under Monty.
You're asking Troy Terry to be like a 50 goal scorer on this team, I think, basically.
You know, his line mates can probably make him a 50 goal scorer.
I was gonna say if there's any group of four that can make someone a 50 goal scorer, it's Kale Makar, Kirill Kaprizov, Roman Josi, and Barkov. Yeah, I guess Barry Trotz is in that. I don't know. Rudo, down to you.
The way my team's built, I think this is the easiest John Cooper slam dunk I've ever seen. so straightforward to me to run up to the podium and steal John Cooper.
Yeah, at three.
Yep.
To me, John Cooper is what Jay Woodcroft wishes he was. Like he probably has like a huge John Cooper mural above his bed. Puts water on it every night. Just trying to be as like smooth and carefree as John Cooper, but he just comes off sounding silly.
Is John Cooper really that smooth and carefree? Especially like this cup finals, the lawyer side, it really felt like it started to come out.
And that's kind of what I'm saying is like everything. And that's what made the Naz overtime winner after game four. That was part of what made it so like jarring was because you are 100% correct. This fucking dude had something to say for everything. I like couldn't believe it. I was even sitting there after a while like, all right, what can you ask him that he just won't have an answer for? Because yeah, dude, everything was lawyered up. Everything sounded so professional. Everything, whatever, whatever. And that was why when he came out after game four, it was like, yeah, I can't talk right now. I have to talk to you guys tomorrow. I was like, whoa, this guy's way rattled. And like, dude, they would in Edmonton just crack me up. They're on the verge of being swept on home ice. They really haven't been competitive. Leon Draisaitl is like having to be like pulled around on a rope on every shift. And Evander Kane just got suspended. And he goes, we feel great in our room today. We're really excited about this opportunity. It's like, bro, your back is as far up against the wall as it can get. There is no problem with you talking about urgency and, you know, needing to put the pressure on. You have to be better. Like, it's not all positive smiles and rainbows. Like, come on.
The part where the Curb Your Enthusiasm music started playing for me with Woodcroft was after the game two loss, where he's like, can't wait to get back to friendly confines. Can't wait to get home to Edmonton. It's going to be, everything will be so much better. And then they like lose game three. Score was 4-2, but felt pretty handily that the Avs took care of business there. And it was just like, oh God.
It was just, we heard nothing from him for a week, but the fans are building. Friendly confines, being at home, sleeping on our bed. It's like, yo, my dude, if that is your game plan, you are in trouble. If you're wanting to beat this Avs team with hopes and dreams and like your own bed sheets, just don't show up for the last two.
In a series where the Avs have home ice advantage.
Even if you defend home ice perfectly, you're still in a tough spot.
Yeah. So now choose a broadcast team. Ooh, that would be tough. We'll get to that. I want to go over these teams really quickly so we can let Kale get out of here. Who do we think put together the best team?
Seen that episode of Parks and Rec where they're voting on a mural and they have everyone submit a mural, then everyone vote on which one they think is the best. And the score finishes 1-1
for themselves. Yeah, I was going to say, you got to take your bias out of it. Chat can also get in on this. We'll put it up in a poll on Twitter after the show. Sounded like everyone liked me until I picked Demko, so maybe I blew it. I don't know. Kale,
right, I, you, I do like Jesse's team. I think it's pretty well-rounded.
I feel like all three of these teams are just so different. Because I was going to say, I feel like Rudo's is really balanced. Megan's is like high-end skill. And then I just think mine is the best. So, you know.
My problem with Jesse's team is he gets halfway into the season and both of his top pairs are dead.
Yeah.
And both top pairing, what did you say?
Both his top pairing guys are dead.
Yeah. Are dead. Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, they're out for the season.
So you got to finish strong. AJ likes, you gotta finish strong. That was what I was shooting for there.
Well, I don't know if you finished strong with Ekblad. Not that I don't love Ekblad, but has that dude had a health
prone, all right?
This in the last decade. He did finish injury prone. Absolutely true. Megan, I'm a little bit concerned about there being enough pucks on the ice for your defense.
Just toe drags left and right.
Yeah. And then with me, I like my team. I think my team is the best built for the future.
Yeah.
But maybe Thatcher Demko just tanks me into oblivion. I don't know.
Yeah, we're starting a three-team league, 3-on-3. Whatever happened to that? There was supposed to be some semi-pro 3-on-3 league this summer.
Yeah, the beauty leagues. Oh, you mean three ice. Yeah.
Yeah, three ice. Has that started? Is that
what's going on? I saw someone talking about it.
Damn, I was wanting to watch that.
They wanted to come on our podcast, actually, one of their representatives, but it was in the middle of the cup finals. So was we were like, well, I don't remember who it was.
Because he grew up playing here.
If they had waited a month, I'm sure we'd have happily had them on. But in the middle of the finals, it wasn't going to happen.
All right. They're on CBS this weekend, this Saturday at 4.
There you go.
I'm gonna set a reminder to watch it. One of their promo pictures features TJ Hensick.
Really? TJ Hensick of all people. Like, no offense to TJ, but I think of 3-on-3 and I think high skill, toe draggy.
Yeah.
TJ Hensick doesn't come to mind with that skill set.
Wow, Grant Fuhr's team is 1-11 with a -23 goal differential.
Yikes. That's what you get for employing a goalie to coach a 3-on-3 team. All right.
I just want to see these.
All right. Appreciate the love, Kale. You can get out of here. I know you got more work to do. Send me that graphic so I can post it later. But we'll wrap up the show without you since we got all the producer stuff done. While we're here, though, since someone brought it up, I think Jesse and I have talked about this before. I don't know if Megan, you have, but best broadcast teams in the NHL. I will also accept worst broadcast teams in the NHL because if you listen to Jack Edwards, you're actually a crazy person.
I don't feel like I have enough knowledge of other broadcast teams.
All right, should I put you on in a hard spot then?
Sure, yeah.
Altitude broadcast team or Kevin McGlue?
It's the Eagles guy.
Eagles guy. I'll let you do full broadcast.
So is that like a Mosier by McGlue
kind of side by side? Mosier versus McGlue would be the direct, yeah.
Obviously, I like both, but I'm kind of leaning McGlue. I really like, he does a nice job.
So.
Yeah, you know, he does.
I've grown extremely tired of both Kevin McGlue and Mark Mosier, not because they aren't good at their jobs. I think they both do a good job. But when you do what I do, and you clip goals for everyone, you find out real fast that every single announcer has three ways to call a goal. And you just hear them over and over and over and over and over. And it gets old really fast when it's in quick succession like that.
Yeah. I'm going to abstain from this conversation for the most part. But I will say this. I think one of my favorite broadcasters right now is I think Connor McGehee does a fantastic job on the radio.
Agreed. McGehee Mondays I thought were excellent. Yeah.
He gets it. He gets the flow. He gets when he needs to talk more. He gets when he needs to describe to you what's going on. He gets when he understands when he needs to pull back. I think Connor does a phenomenal job on the radio for Altitude. Honestly, I think AJ didn't like him. But dude, Doc Emmerich is like one of my all-time.
AJ loves Doc.
Does he? Someone that we had on here once, I brought him up. They're like, "Oh, Doc fucking sucks." I was like,
"Might have been Evan." Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just Doc to me is like the gold standard for play-by-play.
Over Gary Thorne.
Yeah. Gary Thorne, and then Doc, and I hope there's someone that comes behind and kind of takes up that mantle. Cause Gary Thorne right into Doc Emmerich.
There really isn't that big national name in the US at least right now.
Mm-mm.
I to drop a terrible take, as I have to do at least once a show. I'm sure this one will actually make some people mad. Rick Janneret wasn't very good.
Oh, Sabres?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound bad because, like we always try to say, do what you want. I'm all in favor of people. He should have stopped a while ago. Like, I liked him back in the day.
I know, even like his Mayday call.
Really?
Never liked it. Yeah.
I liked it from the sense of like, it was a regional broadcast, you know, super Homer, whatever. But I do agree with you. The longer it went, I just overall didn't care for it.
Not as spicy as I thought, maybe. Anyway, we picked our teams. Clearly, we all think we picked the best team. We'll put up a poll on Twitter, so go vote on that in a minute here. But any other final thoughts on the day? Eagles signed a goalie. He's probably going to play in Utah. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's a Peyton Jones replacement. To be down there with Miner.
So
it'd be weird if JoJo came back to go to Utah himself.
Yeah, that one would be very strange, and Anandon going there would be wildly disappointing. So.
Bro, yeah. So let me just. This will be.
Oh yes, your craziness,
dude. So it was just like, they're knocking at the door, and like it wasn't like pounding. Like they knocked on the door. I didn't go answer it, and then they knocked again, and I thought like, oh, okay, someone selling stuff. And then they rang the doorbell, and then they rang the doorbell again. I was like, what the fuck? And it was so when it rained really bad the other day. It looks like we were out of town. It looks like our garage flooded a little bit. But so it was our neighbor coming over. Hey, did you guys have problems with the water? Yeah, dude. It looked like I'm actually on a call for work. And he's like, kept asking me like, well, cause we had a bunch of mud that built up and it kind of was like, oh yeah. Like I said, we were out of town. So we kind of like saw what happened after. I'd love to chat with you about it. Like, you know, I don't really know what happened. And he just like, wouldn't let you like, well, that's pretty wild. I was like, yeah, dude, it's crazy. I got to go. Like, I don't know what part of this doesn't make sense. And he's like my older neighbor, so I didn't want to just like slam the door in his face. But I was doing like the half step away from the door the whole time. Like, I'm clearly trying to exit. I'm trying to leave this conversation. And he just like wouldn't. He was just talking to me about the rain and how it flooded their garden or some shit. And I was like, I don't know how to help you. Like,
do you?
I wasn't here.
So the neighborhood I moved into uses the neighborhood app, whatever it is.
Oh, Nextdoor?
No, it's like the ripoff of Nextdoor. It's just called like Neighbor.
Oh, okay. Hannah has used that. Yes.
Okay, so you guys, it's like the weirdest online forum for like the dumbest neighborhood drama I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. I love getting Nextdoor emails. I don't ever like really go into it, but I always, it shows like one of the top posts. These kids were walking by my house last night.
Okay. Yeah, we have one exactly like that. It'd be like, you know, in 4th of July and they stick the American flags in your yard and someone was like, some kids stole the American flag out of my yard. It's not about the flag. It's about the principle of theft. It's like, okay, man, calm down.
Come have mine. Like, it's mine.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's whatever. Yeah, no, those websites are, they're hilarious.
Okay.
Certified hilarious.
Megan, any crazy neighbor stories to
add? I live downtown, so it's a lot of crime. Like, pretty
soon. Like, oh, no, I experience actual crimes.
Yeah.
No.
My next story is for real.
Are there any stories that you could actually tell on the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's been some shootings. That's actually like really scary. There was someone died outside my building last year. So it's, I moved, but I'm still downtown. So.
Cool. So Jesse and I are like, yeah, these stupid neighbors. And Megan's like, yeah, people get shot.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, all these annoying people asking about all kinds of stuff. And she's like, yeah, I had to call the police on a stabbing yesterday. Like, way more hardcore than us.
And it wasn't me, I promise.
This wasn't another Grasshopper Hotel.
Guys, I wasn't trying to harm them.
Oh, that's great.
No goalies or grasshoppers were harmed.
Yeah.
In the making of this podcast.
In the making of this Nextdoor post.
Okay. Yeah, true. Megan could be the gun runner for goalie knives in Denver.
Gun runner.
Okay. All right, we're going to get out of here before we incriminate ourselves any further. We appreciate all y'all hanging out with us today. Hope it was a fun one for y'all, drafting some of the best players in the league. We will be back tomorrow talking top 10 Avalanche prospects, so be sure to tune in to that. Should be a fun one. And then, of course, I'm sure we'll do something fun for Free Skate Friday. So we also have some other content coming up. I'm doing a video on everyone's favorite Oscar Olausen, so keep your eyes out for that. But yeah, we love you. We're gonna get out of here and we will talk to you on the next one.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.